This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Apple will start the day with the lowest stock price it has had in a year. The company's shares fell 5% yesterday and are down 40% since last fall. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains what's going on.
Investors got hit on the head yesterday when a key Apple supplier issued a gloomy earnings forecast. It cited an unnamed customer. Since last fall, Apple stock has underperformed both gold and the economy of Greece. So what gives? Henry Blodgett at Business Insider goes back to the high-flying days of last September.
Wall Street was expecting everything to go perfectly for Apple, and we've now had lots of little bits of bad news and unexpected news, like the iPhone 5 not being as much of an earth-shaking product as people thought. You have competitors coming into the market whose products are equaling Apple's.
That's code for Samsung. Its new smartphone is out later this month. Blodgett thinks the fantastically profitable iPhone is now near the end of its life cycle. And the question is, as always, what's Cupertino got next? Some analysts whisper that Apple's R&D folks are unprepared for a tech future of big data and artificial intelligence, a hint of how unfashionable the company has become. For now, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.